And the password is Mama Likes It Hot.
All right, we're getting weird right away.
Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1,242, Feb 9, 2024. We won't beat a record today. The record is 52 degrees in 1966, and it was 33 below in 1899.
And now, from the mayor's office, above the boathouse, on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic, with Rookie on production, Chris Reavers, director of social media, John Hyde in the newsroom, and occasionally Kenny from the Krabby Coffee Shop. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Souchere.
May I say at the outset that we should acknowledge, thank you, a hardened group of golf fans here. We should acknowledge before we begin, I've been lax in this, and I think it's time that we acknowledge our forebears and say before we start, we are on historic ground.
Oh, okay. Oh my Lord.
Okay. It stands to reason that someone throughout history was here before us. And
well, we were here last year.
Do you know there's actually a template now for the failed academy to use? No matter where the failed academy is, they can look up what they should say before they start a play or a concert or a guest speaker. They say,
nice.
First we should acknowledge that we're on the land of the blank, and you fill in the blank. And we are live at the Minnesota Golf Show. And right off the bat, we have a guest named Emma Carpenter. Hi, Emma.
Hi, how are you?
Good. And you're a fifth-year senior at the U of M.
Yes, sir.
On the golf team. And you can be a fifth-year senior because you missed your COVID year of playing golf.
That's right. My freshman year, the spring of my freshman year was 2020, so that season got canceled. So that meant that I had another year of eligibility. So after my senior year this past year, I had another year to come on and play. So I continue to play and doing a one-year master's program. We'll finish up in May.
In what? What are you pursuing?
I'm getting my master's in marketing in Carlson right
okay.
now.
Okay. Why are you so tan?
So tan. I've been traveling a lot lately with the team. We just started our season. We took a couple training trips. For the last 3 weeks, we were in Arizona. We were in Florida, Naples, Florida, and then just got back from a five-day trip from Puerto Rico for our first tournament.
Wow, wonderful. Now, one of the things that interests me about talking to you is you're from DeKalb, Illinois.
Yep, DeKalb.
DeKalb. I've heard of it, of course. I don't know where it is in the state.
So it's about 55 miles west of Chicago.
What's the population?
I think it's 40,000.
Okay, but let's call it, relatively speaking, a small town.
Yes, sir.
Okay, my theory is that the best high school and college golf teams in the country hail from small towns. In fact, the smaller, the better.
I agree.
Now, do you know why I think that?
Why do you think that?
I think it's because the locals don't mind giving the one, maybe the one and only golf course in town over to the kids. As opposed, you get into a metropolitan area, and all of these high schools are vying to use one private club or another, or maybe a public course or another, and they really have a tough time doing it because the club operators don't want to give over the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no kidding. Maybe it's not all the other high schools, and it's just the members in the metropolitan areas don't want to give up the golf course.
Well, in DeKalb,
40,000 is the 2020 census.
Were you thinking she might have been wrong?
Oh, did she say that?
Are you questioning me?
I missed that ball. I was looking up because I got sidetracked with the barbed wire was basically invented in that city.
Wow. That's right. Barbed wire. Cindy Crawford went to DeKalb High School. Oh. She was actually in my mom's high school graduating class.
No way.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's
Cindy
cool.
Crawford.
Is she going to be on today?
No. We could give her a call and
okay,
ask.
Okay, all right, good.
How many golf courses in DeKalb? In other words, where did you play as a high school kid?
So I was fortunate enough to grow up on, to your point actually makes a lot of sense. It worked out very well in my favor. I lived on Kishwaukee Country Club. My parents still live on Kishwaukee Country Club, and our high school got to practice and play out there every day. It's a really great little track.
So the members were on board, in other words.
They were.
To let you guys have the course.
They were. Well, my dad, I think, talked to a lot of the members a lot and said, you better let these guys play out here.
Yeah. Where do you think professional golf is headed for women?
Professional golf for women.
And do you have any aspirations?
So I've decided that I'm not going to pursue professional golf. I've got a lot of admiration for all the people who do pursue professional golf on the men's and the women's side. But the women's game overall is just growing in general with how good amateur female golfers are and moving right on into the LPGA Tour. It's just unbelievably impressive what the Korda sisters are doing. I mean, just so many great golfers emerging and just so much more acknowledgement and excitement for the women's game. That's really exciting to be a part of. For me, I've been able to work a lot in golf media on the amateur side and in the professional side, and being able to see a lot of these women that I've competed against as amateurs then turning professional and being stars right away, it's really exciting.
Are you familiar with Paige Spiranak?
I am, yes.
And the only reason I asked that is, can she play golf?
She's a very good golfer. She played college golf for Arizona, and I think transferred to a school in California. But yeah, she's a very good golfer.
Does she still want to be on the LPGA, or is she on the LPGA?
No. So she decided to give up trying to play professional golf and is now just working through more social media.
Right. The reason I ask that is because she's constantly making herself present on social media, but I've never seen her on the roster of an LPGA tournament.
That's right. Well, she originally was trying to play professional golf for a while. It's so competitive. It's so difficult. And, you know, she started making a presence in the media space more so, and decided to pursue that instead.
Doesn't that just basically come down to she made a business decision? Because
she
can realize that she can make, through sponsorships and all sorts of other avenues, she can make just as much, if not more, money than she can actually playing golf.
That's absolutely right. In her case, definitely. With female golf, with women's golf, I would just say that it's growing generally overall, and she chose a different route of how she wants to, like you said, it's a business decision. So she didn't play professional golf, but she's still out there playing a lot and making herself a presence in the golf space.
I really have a stupid question. You have lovely fingernails. They're long.
Oh, thank you.
Doesn't that interfere with the golf swing at all?
They're
it's
not
February,
too long.
Joe. She's not playing
she
right now.
She just got back from
a
long time training.
No, these aren't too long. They're right. just maybe a little.
You wear out a lot of gloves, though, I bet.
not exactly. They work just fine. If they were to get too long, I would take care of it.
What is your podcast?
So I have a podcast called the Five Clubs Golf Podcast. I do it with Gary Williams, who was, if anybody remembers, he did the morning drive with Holly Saunders for about 10 years, every single morning on Golf Channel, morning drive. It was right in Tiger's prime. He was on every single morning, and now morning drive is not show anymore on Golf Channel. But so he has a segment on the Five Clubs Golf Podcast, has on a lot of professional golfers. He has a segment. I have a segment. ESPN basketball commentator Jay Billis, he has a segment as well. So I've gotten to have on a lot of really, really wonderful guests. I've had on a lot of college store players. I've had on college coaches. I had Bryson DeChambeau on a podcast episode, as well as Annika Sorenstam. So
cool.
It's been great.
How upbeat was Annika? She's pretty quiet.
Yeah, that's common. You'll see kind of just in the Swedish culture. They're not really. It's just they're very. She's very, very. How do I say it?
Like vanilla.
Chill. What's a proper way to say chill? Just very easygoing, very laid back, and I'm sure it goes to show it's part of the reason why she's a really good golfer. I've got to calm myself down on the golf course.
Phlegmatic.
But she's very, very wonderful person. She's so kind. Everything that she's done for the women's game, just even off the golf course since retiring and not playing as much professional golf now. She just played in the U.S. Open at a Pebble Beach this past summer, but she has her Annika Foundation. So she has her Share My Passion clinics for all of young girls trying to get into the game, and she sponsors different amateur events for women to just give more opportunities, and it's absolutely incredible.
Wasn't she also playing with her son? Weren't they teamed up with Tiger and his son?
That's right.
Yeah, I thought I saw a clip.
Yes, so, and it was her son is just so sweet. I've gotten to spend a little bit of time with her family, just meeting them at different events. And she's got two really great kids. Her husband's a great man. And did you see the clip of afterwards that came off the final green and her son just was tears in his eyes? Just to be able to do this with my mom is just so special. And I mean, I wish I remember how old he was. He can't be older than 12 years old. Wow. So to have that kind of gratitude is just so remarkable at that age.
Did you see where Tiger's going to haul that poor broken body of his to Riviera? he's going to make his debut this next weekend.
That's right. And a lot of people are buzzing about Tiger's debut at the Genesis because he just announced that he's leaving Nike. So everyone's, and he says that something's coming. Is it going to be Nike 2.0, his own Nike deal? Is it going to be a completely new brand? Is he going to come up with his own brand? But it's likely that he's going to debut that at the Genesis. So everybody's really excited.
I doubt he's hurting for money.
Oh, he's all right.
I think he's doing fine. Yeah. I think he's doing fine.
What is your role here at the golf show?
So I am the ambassador for the 2024 Minnesota Golf Show. I'm going to be around all weekend. I'm going to be on the stage also tomorrow afternoon doing a podcast. Jesse Acharya with PXG is going to join me, as well as my assistant coach, Matt Higgins, is going to join me on the podcast. I'll be up here with the Break 80 guys on Sunday and helping out, giving some tips, just kind of floating around.
Well, it was kind of you to join us.
Quick question for you about NIL, because you were mentioning this is now your fifth year of playing collegiately.
Yes, sir.
How much has that, we all get it, it's a football world with NCAA athletics, but has it also impacted even women's golf?
Yeah, that's a really great question.
Thank you.
As an interviewer or podcaster, whenever someone says it's a great question, it feels good. But that is a very good question. I would say for other sports besides football and basketball, it's just different for me. I would say that the change in NIL really changed my life, but not from a monetary standpoint, just more so it gave me the platform to grow my personal brand of being an athlete, being in media, working in sports outside of just being at the University of Minnesota. I'm very grateful to be at the University of Minnesota. It's part of what's gotten me all the opportunities and the resources that I've had access to, but absolutely just having that platform to grow myself as my own personal brand has been what it's been really about, and having a voice in sports that isn't just necessarily attached to my university.
At DeKalb, are you guys the state champions?
No. So I played on the boys team in high school. Yes, sir. So I would play up until the conference championship with the boys, and then I would go play the state series individual with the girls, and I tried to make a run. Never got the state title. My teammate, Grace Curran, who's doing a fifth year with me, she got a state title in Illinois.
She at the U of M too?
She is, yes. Okay. So we've done all 5 years together. She
so
got a
are
state
you guys
title
anticipating
year.
A great U of M season?
We sure are. We've got a really, really special team this year. Actually, our team is, I believe right now, the best we've been ranked in around 10 to 15 years. So it's been really, really cool to be a part of. We've improved over 50 ranking places since my freshman year. So to be a part of this team is something that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. It's going to be a part of me always. I'm really, really grateful.
Who is your head coach?
Our head coach is Rill Brinsmead. She was the head coach at Kennesaw State for a very long time, right after college, and then now has been our head coach for the last 3 years. She came in my sophomore year.
What does a head golf coach do? I mean, by the time you're recruited, you're well thought of as a golfer. They're not straightening out your swing at this point, are they?
That's a very good question. It's up to the player, and a really good coach is going to have that relationship with their players of what exactly they need, because golf is so individual. But in a team aspect, you need to push each other in order to succeed as a team. But so some players might want to go to our head coach for advice on their golf swing, and some players might still have a swing coach that they've worked with for a number of years. So it's really definitely going to be up to the coach to have that strong relationship with a player and just have a lot of clarity on what they're working on and what they need from the coach. All right. But our coach also helps us a lot with diving into stats. So we finish up rounds of golf. How many putts did you have? How many fairways did you hit? All kinds of things like that. How many greens did you hit?
So, analytics.
That's right. That's right. And stats don't lie. So it's kind of also part of her job to really dive in and see what our team needs to work on as a whole, what people need to work on individually, and kind of develop practice plans that
way. I would love to see that coach diagram your swing, Such.
It'd be, give the poor woman nightmares, wouldn't it? I understand you're on Twin Cities Live today, and we're going to let you go. You have to be hauled back to KSTP.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So not for a little bit, but I appreciate you having me on today.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks,
Emma Carpenter, who is the ambassador to the 2024 Golf Show at the Convention Center, which runs through Sunday. Why don't we take a brief time out here?
Here's
I barely
a man.
Hear that.
That's okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Both John and I assigned ourselves the duty last night, knowing that no one else would, to listen to the Tucker Carlson interview with Putin. How many people might have listened to a little bit of that? There's a guy, one hand ran. There's 10,000 people here, and one hand went up.
Pretty good Bachelor episode last night, too.
They're all a lot smarter than we are.
I had my hand raised.
You didn't watch it or listen to it, did you?
Fine.
And anyway, John, you gave it more than I did. You gave it an hour and 15 minutes. After the first 15 minutes, I got a little tired of Putin's 14th century history lesson. And I moved on from that, and then I began to zip around in the thing. You know, you can move that little red dot forward.
Yeah.
And I was glad to know that Carlson did bring up the captured Wall Street Journal reporter.
He did, yes.
Evan
Gershkovitz.
I don't think he accomplished anything, but I think it was noble that he tried. I thought it was basically, I don't know what I think. I didn't think much of it, to tell you the truth.
No, you didn't learn anything, and I think
I learned a lot about 13th and 14th century history.
Putin seems very skilled at being an ex-KGB agent. I think that's what I learned.
Yeah, and I think he was toying with Carlson. I think he just was in complete control of the situation, and I don't know what the point of it was.
Wasn't the point of it to spotlight the fact that no other outlet was willing to let somebody interview him?
You must have missed this because every outlet's asked Putin, but the Russians said no because they don't trust the other outlets.
Got it.
I think the point of it was that Carlson improbably, in my estimation, gave Putin a chance to account for his decision to invade Ukraine. And thus we got this history of that's our land and descended from some grandson of a Norway prince and on and on and on. And I was all, I didn't give it as much time
as
John.
John, you're telling me that Russia doesn't trust our local?
They don't. No. Huh.
That's correct.
That's something.
Yeah. And would you expect them to? Ex-KGB agent?
I guess no. Yeah.
Jeez.
And there was a bit of a controversy with our own president yesterday. He was acquitted of any wrongdoing in the storage of documents that ostensibly he was not supposed to have. He had them in his garage, literally with a bunch of other garage junk. He has a Corvette in there that's pretty nice.
Okay.
Although I don't know if he drives it because it's not electric.
I got a messy garage. Maybe I got some.
Right.
I should check.
But it was determined that even though he had these documents, it was not worth prosecuting. Am I being far gone? Am I on the right track? And if it was, he would present himself to a jury as, I'm paraphrasing, but somewhat accurate, as a sympathetic elderly man with good intentions.
Yeah, and the special prosecutor also said because he cooperated.
Right, and Trump did not cooperate.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but here we are. So he's, I don't think it's unkind to say feeble to a certain extent, right? He's feeble, and he's having some memory problems, and he's well-meaning, but he's elderly enough to see evidence of some of this natural aging process seep in. So he's not fit for prosecution, but he's the president.
Yes.
Where in the hell are you supposed to go from there? On the one hand, we think he's a kindly old gent who's the cheese has slipped off the cracker, and on the other hand, he's got the nuclear suitcase. I don't know where
he
supposed
does
to.
When he's walking. It looks like it's always 6 a.m. on a July or on a January day in the Twin Cities, meaning he's trying not to fall down the driveway.
Right.
That's what it looks like when he's walking.
Got a little shuffle going.
Short steps.
But, Trump is, 2 years younger? He's as nuts as Biden, so I'm not going
to. I saw somebody make a great line about Johnny's club, the Packers, because, what's his name, Mark Murphy, has to step down. because he's going to turn 70.
Okay.
And it said, so the Packers have a rule where you got to step down when you're 70, but we got two 160-year-olds running for president.
I just think the overarching observation left for the country is that this is a very poor situation that we're left with these two clowns.
How about he jumped down to Mexico?
Well, he got slipped up there a little.
But why did David Muir does not have to apologize for him when he's reporting?
Well, David Muir is state media, so he would apologize for that.
Gotcha.
Right.
Gotcha.
You know what I say to the upcoming election?
I don't.
Right here on the back of my shirt.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You got your GL shirt on, Jim.
I do. Well,
and you bought a golf. Well, is there more to discuss? I want to read more of Carlson's interview with Putin. I've read some.
How long was it?
It was 2 hours.
It was 2:07.
And it was Putin who ended it. Yeah. It was Putin who said, "I think we can end here." And I don't think Carlson was really that much in the driver's seat.
But Carlson's in the business of now just trying to get as many eyeballs on his product as possible. Yeah.
Well, he's going to get...
He's going to get a ton.
But not here. There's 25,000 people here
right. At
the
watching
golf
show. Yeah.
And only one person raised their hand. Well, actually, John and I could raise our hand, but I didn't give it the whole time.
He has the weird giggle, too, at the most... It
Which
seems,
one? Trump or Carlson?
No, Tucker Carlson.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Answer, and then he'll go...
Yeah.
And then he'll ask another question.
I didn't catch that.
it's an odd...
Yeah.
It fits
well,
in weird places.
Well, so we live in strange times, and that was certainly strange. I mean, I'm old enough to think when that would be unthinkable, that somebody would have gone over and sat down with Nikita Khrushchev.
Yeah.
Although that could very well have happened and maybe did. I have no idea.
I don't know. I tried to put this in historical perspective, and I thought, well, would we have sat down with Ho Chi Minh? Would Walter Cronkite have sat down with Ho Chi Minh? Although we were at war, I guess, and now we're not at war. We're just enemies.
we're treading water. And Putin does say this will not end.
Yeah.
He did say this. This war, it's 2 years old now.
Wow.
It's not going to end. And that
did
means
he give an explanation?
Well,
when he said it will not end?
Because he doesn't have to give an explanation. He just says this will not end. They want that back. They want, it's just a burr in his saddle. He has to have Ukraine back. And so that means...
Joe's going to keep writing them checks.
Well, we all are. We all are. The American tax dollars will have to be involved in this to a great degree. And it's not going to end. We're coming up on the 2-year anniversary, about February 22nd or so.
This month, yeah.
Yep. And let's just remember we're on historic land of some sort. Where there was
at the golf show?
People right on the site of the golf show. Now, I'm your Super Bowl nugget guy. You recall that?
Yes, that's
right. Are we going to do top 10 commercials?
I have nuggets. I brought nuggets thanks to Tim.
Do you have fever? Do you have the fever?
I don't. I really don't. Mm. In fact, I fear that this game, more than any other Super Bowl, is going to be so spectacularly ridiculous that it's going to be hard to pay attention to the game. I mean,
what do you mean, like strippers trying to sneak into
I think so. I don't know what I'm expecting, but it's going to be
antics.
And then you know who's there Monday? The Wild are in Vegas Monday.
Oh, that's right.
Which means the Wild, where are they? There's not even a hotel room available.
Do you know who agrees with you?
I don't.
Joe Buck.
In what sense?
He says that you will not catch him anywhere near the Super Bowl this year. He thinks it's going to be a colossal failure.
He said
I don't think
something...
it's going to be a failure. I just think it's going to be taken to a different level of
debauchery,
of hedonism.
Well, that's kind of what Joe said.
Joe
Buck, he said something big is going to happen.
Well, that's not good.
But, well, I don't think he meant something bad.
He doesn't think dangerous.
Yeah, dangerous. I think he just thinks something weird out of the ordinary.
Well, I think so, too.
This morning, going through the airport security line was a very tiny, tiny, cute old lady.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Oh, where are you going today?" She said, "Las Vegas."
Oh,
I said, "What?
Really?
You are?" And she said, "Yes, it's my, you know, Bertha's a birthday party." And I said, "You know that this," she's like, "I am scared to death."
Was she like that?
Something similar to that.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a comment about the airport, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joe.
Do you notice that what I'm wearing, Joe? I was told by my boss to keep my left arm out.
My I can't read it.
Innovative handling solution.
That's wonderful.
The security line, Sunday morning, yep. at Terminal 2. That's not the main
That's not the main
terminal.
One. No, the main one is one.
Because Sunday's a tough morning.
The bride and I flew the hometown airline Sunday morning. Couldn't have been better. Sun Country was fantastic.
Wonderful.
The security line, first of all, we decided to only have one security checkpoint open on a Sunday morning.
Okay, so you went to checkpoint one.
They said your hour's about 45 minutes. As you walked through the serpentine line, out the runway, down the
skyway.
Skyway back towards the parking ramp, the end of the line was outside of the sliding glass door, outside of the facility.
Did I give you good advice to
yes,
get there
did.
Early?
Okay. Yes, you did.
Always on Sunday morning.
It was minimum 2.5 hour wait for security.
Ooh.
They probably didn't have enough TSA lanes open.
Nope.
Wow. They probably weren't running dogs.
That's what
hey,
I'm
I haven't been briefed on it, so I can't.
You
really,
can't really I comment. Can't, yeah, I figured I'd
briefed.
Kind of put you on the spot.
Thank you.
How many people here drove to the convention center in an electric vehicle? 35,000 people here, and not one.
Boy, the audience keeps growing.
Yeah,
it's a very popular golf show. I've already bought 3 gloves and a wedge.
And you got a free, what
and
do you
I
call
it? And I got a divot repair tool.
Divot repair tool.
I was that John got when he bought a shirt. He got a free divot repair tool.
And I don't golf, so.
No, and it's a dreadful shirt. It shows
no.
you no taste.
No, it's,
what is it,
it's a lovely shirt.
Why don't you hold it up for the people and let's get a thumbs up or thumbs down, because I think it's dreadful.
I have a
is
question.
It back in the exclusive green room?
It has cobs of corn on it.
No, it's like Mexican imagery. How's that? Right, Rock, see it?
Oh, yeah, it's like Day of the Dead.
Yeah, Day of the Dead stuff.
Yeah.
What do you think? I'm going like this.
I got a couple likes.
It's about
at
half
least.
And half.
There
it's
we
about
go.
Half and
I
half.
Would wear that.
You know what that is?
Let me see it again.
This is from a company over here called Legendary, and they're a veteran-owned group, and they give some of the proceeds to veterans.
Well,
and they
now you're trying to make me feel bad.
Right. Well, Joe, put it
well,
on.
They have
bad.
About 15 great golf shirts that
Try
are
it
different.
On, Joe.
They're not your standard weird one-color, you know.
You know what that is? That is 100% a John Hite shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you know, the more I look at it, John, the more I have to admit – I'd wear this.
There you go.
Try See? It on.
I don't want to try it
don't,
on.
Don't try my shirt on.
I don't want to try it on.
Go back to the green room.
Where is this? I might have to visit that.
It's straight, right in the middle. Can't miss it.
It's
John's pointing to the
it's
middle.
It's called Legendary.
The convention center.
It's that way.
See it?
Yeah. Legendary.
It's right over that way. Yes, it is.
Hey, I have a question Got about here. Golf, purchasing golf equipment. Where does a guy get himself a garbage bag full of golf balls here at the golf show?
Well, you buy the balls. I told you I'd give you the bag my gloves came in.
Ah, okay, fair
you
enough.
You have a plastic
enough.
Bag.
I like to buy the range balls, you know, the ones that have the stripes on them. Those are the ones I like to tee them up
Back
with
to the electric cars, and not a tremendous response when I asked how many people are coming or came by electric car. I have an interesting email from Luke, who writes, I had an interesting encounter at a restaurant tonight. This was dated a couple days ago. Before I start explaining, I'll give some context. In 2018-2019, I worked at New Flyer of America. They make buses in St. Cloud.
Okay.
They're a bus manufacturing, the city bus manufacturer in City Cloud. I moved on from there as it was not my type of work. I am now a regional truck driver. Tonight, sitting at the bar, I started talking with a Seattle city employee. Turns out he is in the area for work, here to inspect the Seattle city buses that are being made, apparently, by Flyer, to ensure they are up to par before the final purchase. Yes, you guessed it, fully electric city buses. During the course of our conversation about the operation of the company and what it's like to work far from home, he brought up the means of relocating the finished buses. How do the buses get delivered to Seattle? They get put on a full-size flatbed diesel semi.
Come on.
And hauled to Seattle.
There you go.
1,600 miles each. This got me to think, how many buses are on order? He told me 40 buses finished last fall and 20 more are on order to finish in the next couple of months. 60 buses multiplied by 1,600 miles equals nearly 100,000 miles of hardworking diesel semi-truck emissions spewed into the environment before the bus even hauls its first passenger. Of course, this is only the haul of the final product, not to mention the amount of truckloads of deliveries to the factory and the erroneous amount of emissions, erroneous amount of emissions involved in the mining of materials and minerals used in the battery, as you frequently mentioned. By the time the bus breaks even with this amount of emissions, I would anticipate it will be time for a new battery. Now, as I mentioned, I'm a regional truck driver. I've seen buses being hauled on the various interstates with various destinations. I can recognize them because of my prior experience of working at the manufacturer. New York, Philadelphia, Miami, San Francisco, plus many more, and yes, even Minnesota, although this one wasn't on a flatbed. It makes a guy wonder, how does the benefit really pay off? During this conversation, I thought maybe you would like to hear about it. First-time emailer, multi-year loyal listener, probably one of many GL truck drivers, if I am allowed to assign myself as such. Yes, you are, Luke. What is the benefit? I don't see it yet. Maybe someday.
That's a great point, though. How many rides is that one bus going to have to offset?
That is amazing. That's just amazing.
Because you don't ride the bus.
Well, if I did.
But if you did, it'd be an electric one.
Right. Oh, and yesterday we were talking about a trustee in Dalton, Illinois, the city.
Yeah.
What do we call her? The city.
By the bay.
No, that's Dalton, Illinois.
Dalton, Illinois.
That has nothing to do with by the bay. But she made, what, $250,000 a year, and her scam for running again said, I'll run it. If anyone beats me, the salary has to be $25,000 a year. But if I win, it remains at my salary. That's quite a scam. And a guy, Chuck from Alabama, sent me the W-2 for his township trustee salary.
What do you got?
Well, he got $25.
Hey, don't spend that all in one place,
and,
Tiger.
And about $1.32 went to Social Security.
Wow. See, they still nab you.
$25 was his salary for his township trustee.
What is my salary as an alderman?
You don't have one.
Garage Logic.
But no. If somebody runs against Chuck, they only get $10.
Right, because Chuck's going to say, I'm holding the salary down so I can.
Yep.
Now, I also, thanks to Kevin, is Kevin in the audience? Is Kevin here?
Front
Kevin.
Center.
Well, we have some things to realize as we get older, especially older golfers. Let's face it, you can play golf all your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some trends that just don't necessarily reflect themselves in a good way on the golf course. As the older people get, they try to hold on to their youth, right? And it's a bad look when you have a nose ring with bifocals. See?
That would not be a good look.
What else you got?
It's a bad look on the course when you have spiked hair and bald spots.
Oh, it's a bad look.
Isn't that a bad look?
Yeah, it's a bad look.
How about a pierced tongue with your dentures?
Oh. Yeah. With all the metal, wouldn't that...
Is everybody drugged here? Or is there some sort of...
They didn't know it was crowd interaction.
It's kind of like doing the show in the studio some days, huh?
How about... You see the gals out there. I've seen this. It's a bad look. Mini skirts with support hose. Is that a bad look? I look away.
I look away.
Do you?
Have you seen that on the course, though?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's a bad mental picture, too.
How about ankle bracelets and corn pads? That's a tough...
Ankle bracelets and corn pads.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
When's the last time you said corn pad? Is corn pad those little O things you put on your pinky
toe? That's right.
Wait, I think I can help you. Give me another one.
Speedos and cellulite. Didn't work.
No. I was going to play the rim shot.
Sure you were. How about, and I've seen this, it's a bad look. It's a bad look.
Yes, both of, yes. Both of these are a bad look.
Give it to us, boss.
It's a bad look. A belly button ring and a gallbladder surgery scar.
Oh, you are correct, sir. Yes, good one.
Number six.
I don't care what you people think. I think these are funny. I've seen this. I've seen this in California on the golf course. It's not a good look. An unbuttoned disco shirt with a heart monitor.
Heart jokes.
No, it's
not funny.
Youth and the old. See?
Yeah. See.
Well, I'm going to keep going.
Should you be golfing if you got that on the heart monitor?
How about? And this is not a good look. Pierced nipples that hang below the waist.
Oh,
that's not a good
look.
Yeah,
no matter what.
Is that a bad look?
It's a bad look.
I think it is. What are we being brought? I can't have it.
Beer.
No. I wish I could.
We can still drink on the air, can't we?
No.
We don't have to hide it anymore?
Now, okay. A lot of times, you know, maybe in some areas you can play the women can play golf in a bikini. You don't often see that, but it can't happen. But it's a bad look when it's the bikini with liver spots.
Ew.
See? See?
Okay.
Well, that's a hell of a bit, isn't it?
You know. What do you got, Rook? Do you know what one single Super Bowl record the Minnesota Vikings own?
We're not doing that, Matt. We're doing this. I'm going to get to Nuggets
Rook,
later.
Rook, don't kill the momentum.
Save it for the Nuggets.
I'm sorry. I'm really knocking out the momentum here, aren't I?
Shorty shorts. You know those. You've seen the gals.
We got those. Hot pants. Weren't they called hot pants?
That's right.
Yeah.
Shorty shorts and varicose veins.
That's a bad combo.
That's not a good look, is it?
No, it really isn't.
No, it isn't. Inline skates. This is what, if you get to the course, you're going to the bag drop to get your bag.
You want
to
get there right away. What are you?
Inline skates, but you're with a walker.
That's tough going downhill, too.
Do you want me to see if Emma can come back on?
No.
You know. Turn it on you quick, Joe.
And there is the ultimate in bad taste for the old.
What's that?
The older crowd that's attempting to still hang on to their youth, and that would be the thong. What is it now? The thong and Depends. That would be.
God, doesn't
awful.
Hide much. Doesn't hide much.
That would be tough, wouldn't it?
Well, you know what else is tough?
This bit.
Humor. Humor is tough. Humor it ain't easy. Tough.
And I know humor.
It ain't easy.
Hey, I have a question about the thong with the Depends.
I don't. Which one do you
Which one do you put on first?
Thank you, because I was wondering too.
I think the thong was on the outside. Send me anything again, Kevin. Because that didn't work out.
That's all right.
But you've seen this on the streets, and
it
just, these are combinations that don't go together. It should be avoided.
I dispute what you just said. What's your rule? The bit either has to be really good or
really bad.
What was that one?
This one was really bad.
Oh, okay, good. Just checking. I want to make sure I understand.
So I think we need a round of applause for this bit.
Harumph.
I said harumph. I didn't get a harumph out of that guy. I'm saving these nuggets, Rook. You can break in and interrupt when it's appropriate.
Okay, I will do that. I'll hold back my Viking trivia.
Yeah. Well, first, I want to tell you, I don't know what the golfing situation is in Sioux Falls, but I bet it's pretty good.
I bet it is, too, actually.
Because that would just be among the many factors businesses are thinking about in a decision to relocate. I don't know if 2024 is the year, but Sioux Falls is putting out the word that they have available buildings and build-ready sites to get your company up and running fast. Any size company can make more Sioux Falls in Sioux Falls because of the tax structure. And a lot of people are giving this big consideration. There's short commutes, safe streets, quality of life excellence. Join them and discover their productive people, affordable land, reduced red tape, fewer taxes, and higher profits. Doesn't that sound good when you're sitting in right in the middle of Minneapolis?
Uh-huh.
But I do feel safer in Minneapolis because of that Gaza-Israeli ceasefire that the city council has brought about. I think that'll have a large, large impact
doing
on the
work of the people.
Behavior of the people of Minneapolis. Who said that?
The Country Club of Sioux Falls.
Oh, boy.
Spring Creek Country Club.
Oh, boy.
Minnehaha Country Club.
Oh, boy.
There is a plethora. Championship golf course.
I bet there is.
And the old Northern Lynx track.
GL road trip this summer.
And you can find out all you want to know about Sioux Falls if your business is thinking of picking up and moving. Sioux Falls Development. It's one word. SiouxFallsDevelopment.com.
Sioux Falls Restaurants coming up in the next spot.
And I bet it's a good eating town.
I bet it is a good eating town.
North American Banking Company. It's my bank. I was tired of being just a number to my big national bank, so I made the switch a couple of months ago, just about a year ago now. And I know a lot of people are in the same boat. And North American Banking, a lot of people are in the same boat.
And I know that North American Banking Company, that is, they understand that there's no shortage of banking options here in the Twin Cities. So you can check them out. My location's in Roseville, but you can also see them at 50th and France, Hastings, Woodbury, and their new location over there in Maple Grove. They offer the same online and mobile banking options as the other banks. But they get you that really great personal touch for you, your family, your business. And if you're looking for a loan for your business, they don't send those loan requests out of state. They do everything right there in-house. NABankCo.com is their website. You can check them out today and see everything that they have to offer on their website. They're the best. NABankCo.com. Please make sure that you mention the Garage Logic podcast if you do happen to stop in. North American Banking Company, member FDIC, is an equal housing lender. Joe?
You know, we're at the golf show. We're in the Minneapolis Convention Center. I tend to forget it's a big, big building. When I entered, I came through Hall C. I don't know. Did you happen to do that, Rook?
No, I went through B.
This is B we're in.
Right. Yes.
And in Hall C, was full of pink unicorns and flowers.
It's a different convention.
And,
it was a very... Any pineapples that were upside down?
Yeah, it was very different. It was. I don't know what they have planned down there, but it was... in fact, I was frightened.
Okay.
And I left. I'm not going to go home through Hall C.
Sir, we don't have you on the list.
I might go take a look. Just to see. Just to see.
Right up your alley.
No, it's not, but I'll go look.
Here's John Hite in the news. And, John, again, you want to acknowledge before your news that we're on some sort of historic land.
That's correct. You're correct.
We just don't know which.
Somebody's been here is what you're
saying.
That's
right. I think so.
This news is brought to you by North American Banking Company. The back and forth between this city's council, Minneapolis, and the city's mayor is continuing. Yesterday, a week after Mayor Jacob Frey vetoed the council's one-sided resolution that calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, the council overrode the veto to pass the resolution anyway. 9 council members voted to override the veto, the minimum required to do so. As the vote total was announced, some claps in the room. Council member Andrea Jenkins, who voted in favor, asked people not to cheer, saying these issues are way too serious. It disrespects the loss of life of Israelis, Palestinians, and this is not a football game or spectator sport. The mayor...
I feel safer, though.
How did Gaza react? How did Israel react?
They haven't phoned in.
They haven't chimed in yet. Okay.
Quick reaction, though, from the mayor after that veto. He issued a new proclamation that he considers more unifying. As the only elected Jewish person in the city, Frey previously expressed his frustration that the council didn't consult with him on the resolution, and in vetoing the measure said its language uplifts the history of Palestinians and all but erases that of Israeli Jews. He expressed support for a more unifying ceasefire resolution. His new proclamation says, how are you? Says he's concerned for all who are hurting and condemned the actions of both sides, adding he is firmly against the rise of all acts of racially motivated violence and hate crimes perpetrated against Palestinian, Israeli, Muslim, and Jewish constituents here in Minneapolis and around the United States.
Well, good for him.
Don't you just want to do the Three Stooges and take everybody's head and just smack it together?
City of Minneapolis. I've catered this news to the city of Minneapolis because
on sacred ground.
We're in Minneapolis, and I feel entirely safe because of that resolution. I think the city council has their priorities straight. I think they know exactly what's going on, and I'm very pleased that they're running the city in such a competent and efficient manner.
Well, good. All right, then. You'll be pleased to know, then, Joe, that the city yesterday agreed to pay almost $1 million to settle a lawsuit alleging journalists were subjected to police harassment and even hurt while covering protests over the police killing of George Floyd. The suit was brought by the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota and pro bono attorneys. It was one of several filed against law enforcement for alleged constitutional violations involving the use of force in 2020. Several journalists reported being struck by less lethal munitions and being herded and detained while covering protests. The lead plaintiff was Jared Goyette. He said he was shot in the face with less lethal ballistic ammunition by police while covering the protests. At the time, he was working as a freelancer for The Washington Post and The Guardian. He now is reporting in Ukraine and Croatia. He said in a statement he had hoped that the case and other efforts would lead to a future where Minneapolis law enforcement is less likely to recklessly infringe upon First Amendment rights and assault and intimidate journalists.
You know, I've been in some rough situations
as
a journalist, and I never got a nickel. I was in a cab that got turned over.
Ooh.
How'd you get out?
I crawled out. And then I was I got mugged in New Orleans, had my wallet stolen. It never occurred to me to seek funding.
Didn't you almost get your butt kicked by Ken Norton, too?
Ken Norton almost killed me.
You were in a earthquake.
I was in an earthquake.
Oh, that's right.
Jim Marshall once threw a football at my head. If it had hit me, my head would still be going somewhere. I never got a penny.
Where did I just saw a quote. I don't remember where I saw it, but somebody asked Bud Grant who the best player he ever coached was, and his response was Jim Marshall.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Did you make a remark about his wrong way touchdown? Is
no,
that why he was
he
angry
just
with
was
you?
Just being a word I can't say.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of these journalists, a lot of these journalists, John, weren't they mostly freelance people and journalists?
Well, that doesn't diminish their humaneness.
No, I understand that, but...
This guy was freelance, working for the Post and the Guardian, Washington Post and
Got
the
it, okay, because I didn't recognize any of the names that were on this in the story.
The first ever February tornado for the state of Wisconsin was spotted yesterday just south of Madison, according to the Weather Service. It was the first time a tornado was confirmed during the second month of the year in the state since records have been kept, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Rock County officials in the area where the tornado was reported initially received reports of about 25 buildings, power lines, or other structures damaged. There were no immediate reports of injuries, although Mark Island, a shift supervisor at the Rock County 911 Center, told the Wisconsin State Journal.
Two things. What, are we going to hear that?
No. Go ahead.
Two things about that tornado in the Milwaukee area.
Yes, sir.
Well, it didn't seem to affect the crowd at the Bucks game. It was over capacity, sold out, and the Timberwolves won handily. And two, a kid of a kid I used to have, along with, I don't know, 10 other guys, rent this big house in Milwaukee. It's just really a dump. And they had to go to the basement, which none of them had ever been in the basement before. And apparently it was disgusting, and they were rooting for the house to blow into the lake.
Don't the Bucks play indoors though?
Yes. Oh. Wouldn't you think a tornado would have prevented people from getting to the
game?
Oh,
I see. I see.
I see. There were minor injuries reported as of early Friday. Numerous reports.
Boy, is that a dumb question.
Numerous reports of tornado activity and funnel clouds, including reports from law enforcement of a tornado touching down in several areas of Rock County.
I don't know. Is that Milwaukee? I don't know.
Rock County, Wisconsin.
I can't tell you. Well, this was south of Madison, so.
It's over there.
Yeah, you can get there.
Hey, last year at the golf show.
Yes, sir.
Did EcoFan have a vehicle here? Didn't they have one of their golf carts here?
Oh, I think you're
right.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I saw a Titleist motorcycle.
They're up there.
Golf cart. Did you walk by it?
Yeah, you can see them. Yeah.
How does that not tear up the turf?
It's got big, fat, wide tires.
So you're okay?
And probably you should stay on the path.
Gotcha.
Why don't we take a quick break here and hear from this fella?
Yeah, like what about Rock County?
Yes, well, sir. Okay, sure.
It is...
in Wisconsin.
It's on the southernmost part and right smack in the middle of the state. So it's
look at that, right there, Joe.
Yep.
Almost to Illinois.
You can't see that far, I don't think so.
All right.
All right, let's, what do you want to hear about? Zero Res, clean carpet.
Sure do.
February,
sure.
The season of love. Well, that's when you call Zero Res. I'll give you their telephone number, but I'll let you know that they are available to commercial businesses as well. You want to make sure that your office space or commercial real estate or wherever you're doing, you want to make sure those carpets look nice and clean. So when you have clients there, et cetera, they're going to be very impressed. Well, Zero Res has a commercial division as well. So do yourself a favor and get in touch with Zero Res during this wonderful month of February. Now, they're going to offer you a Zero Res 3-room Love Your Rug special. You're going to start at $119 to do that, and they're going to give you a free hallway. How great is that? It's perfect. It's a wonderful solution to that dirty carpet that has accumulated that dirt and that dander. Also, speaking of those air ducts, you're going to start $75 off when Zero Res does your air ducts. It's a great company. They started here on Garage Logic so many years ago, and 17,000 reviews, a 4.9 rating on Google. They will love your carpet, even if you don't. 9520Res or online at zeroresminnesota.com. That's
9520Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Things are better after your carpet is cleaned with Zero Res. Tell them you want the rookie Love Your Rug special.
Here's John Height in the newsroom.
Oh, geez, thanks, Chris.
Wow, what a professional introduction.
That's what I do.
You went for the A game today.
I really did.
A little time off helped you out.
I'll say.
Yeah. Other news, Joe, you already talked about this. Let's mention it. A special counsel report released yesterday found evidence that President Biden willfully retained and shared highly classified information when he was a private citizen, including about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan, but concluded that criminal charges were not warranted. The report from Special Counsel Robert Hur resolves a criminal investigation that had shadowed the presidency for the last year. It is a bitingly critical assessment of his handling of sensitive government records and unflattering characterizations of his memory. In remarks at the White House Thursday evening, Biden denied that he improperly shared classified info and angrily lashed out at her for questioning his mental acuity.
Trump will just feast on this, won't he?
Oh, yeah.
Feast on this.
Yep. The Supreme Court seems poised to reject attempts to kick former President Trump off the 2024 ballot, with conservative and liberal justices yesterday in apparent agreement in the case that puts them at the heart of the presidential election. A definitive ruling for Trump, the leading Republican candidate for president, would largely end efforts in Colorado, Maine, and other states to prevent his name from appearing on the ballot. The justices could act quickly, maybe by Super Tuesday, which is March 5th, when Colorado, Maine, and 13 other states hold their primaries. Taking the discussion on books a step further, did you see this video? I believe I did, John. Yeah. 24-year-old Valentina Gomez is running for Missouri's Secretary of State position. She shared a video of herself on X using a flamethrower to torch a stack of library books about the LGBTQ community.
I think I'd like to own a flamethrower.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you would.
There's a guy that's going to wander up towards this stage in about an hour that has one at his residence.
I'm serious. I bet that's a hell of a way to clear off ice.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Does he
or
use
just
it?
Burn or stuff.
Yeah.
That's right, Matt. That's
You went right to the ice.
Well, that's the only reason I'd use it.
No.
What do you think, I'm going to burn books?
No, you burn some brush.
I believe.
You know, we've been through this. Brush. I don't want to keep going through it. I think it's entirely rude for urban people to have backyard fires.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's just rude.
You're out of your mind.
But I believe this urban dweller, I believe, uses it to get rid of leaves in the fall.
Who, you?
No, the gentleman that owns the flamethrower.
Oh.
Who may or may not be 20 yards to your right.
I think.
Whatever.
I cannot wait, especially with this weather, to have a backyard fire.
This side of the table is in favor.
Right. We are normal people.
Fires. I think it's rude.
In fact, I'm out of wood. I need to go buy some. Yeah. Well, that didn't sound good, did it?
I think if you're out in the middle of the country, go ahead and have a fire.
Just go to see.
So how much space is required in your mind?
About the size of this building.
No.
What?
Absolutely
so
not.
So you need to own 15 acres before you can own.
That's right. That's my law.
Wow.
You have 15 acres,
tough
you,
rules
a
in
you get to have a
County.
Fire.
Wow.
What if
not
you're,
60 feet.
If,
to the point where I went across the street when they cut down a tree and I was hauling branches that I could barely lift for the next fire. Then you just throw them on there and you burn the hell out of them.
Wait a minute. You are the owner atmosphere. Of a solo stove, which I am as well.
I am.
Completely smokeless.
But that's why I got it. I'm not bothering anybody.
So I could have one?
Yes.
And if I live next door?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
You guys probably got the bigger solo stoves, right?
Yes.
I got this one, the coffee
can.
Yeah,
John's
size.
Got the one that you can put on your kitchen
what's
table.
What's the point?
But I have a fire pit that I usually use that you would be annoyed with, obviously.
Right, and you just throw hunks of stuff in there.
You burn tires.
Don't burn tires. What if your neighbors all have fires, too? Is that okay, then? Can you have a fire? Because mine all do.
I would not, but that's
okay.
Life.
All right.
Yeah, my next door neighbors, Terry and Squeak, they'll fire up
Squeak.
Squeak, yeah.
You live next to Squeak?
I live next to Squeak. great neighbors.
Remember the woman in the trash truck compactor story we had last week?
Yeah, she came out as a cube.
It happened again.
to the same woman?
No, not the same woman. This is in Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah.
A trash collector had barely started his pickups on February 2nd when he heard a strange noise coming from the back of the garbage truck, someone moaning.
Ooh.
Mixed in with the loads of trash was a middle-aged man trapped inside the back of the truck, according to the Aurora Fire.
You're not here for the camping, are you, sir?
You're not here for the garbage.
Yeah.
Firefighters were called to the scene just after 5 in the morning to rescue the man, who was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Aurora officials say they don't know how long the man was inside of the truck or how he got in. He may have been inside a dumpster that was emptied into the truck, according to officials. According to Shannon Hardy, a spokesperson for the fire rescue, the driver just started his route. He had only made a few pickups. Who knows when the person actually entered the trash truck?
So did that help?
He wasn't compacted yet.
No. He's got minor injuries.
That's what I was going to ask. Did that help his cause? Meaning if he had been picked up later in the route with more trash, would that have crushed him?
I don't know. Well, remember the woman that they compacted different times.
She's all this size. She's a cube with little skinny legs.
Man. She's still alive. She did not get killed, if you haven't heard that story.
No, I'm glad. So. That's why I'm having fun with her. You think I could do this if she died?
Well, you know. I have a story about a man.
I'm not that bad.
In Michigan, now you make me feel bad doing this story. In Michigan, a tough thing to die for. A man beat his elderly roommate to death after an argument over Taco Bell food.
Oh, yeah, that's serious.
You know, you live your whole life. You have some accomplishments. And,
you've done some things.
You've done some good things. You've taken care of everybody. And then you die. You get beat up for a Taco Bell. Yeah.
54-year-old Mark Joseph Newsom is charged with second-degree murder for allegedly killing 72-year-old Dale Mitchell at a boarding house.
Ooh.
Fellow roommates Bob McQuaid and Larry Melton said they were each trying to sleep when everything started. The fatal dispute was over Newsom claiming Mitchell stole his Taco Bell.
What do you think, on those list of accomplishments, Joe, what do you think the 72-year-old shacked up at the boarding house, what do you think he accomplished?
He might have been a sailor. He might have been a merchant sailor.
Okay.
He was right to the military.
No, you can be a merchant sailor without being in the military.
Okay.
Boy, I like me a cheese quesadilla.
Where was this, John?
In Michigan.
Well, see, you could have plied the Great Lakes.
Roseville, Michigan.
Right, sure. He's been on Huron and Erie and Michigan and Superior. And
on the old Mackinac.
He was a cook on a boat.
Yeah.
On a big oar boat. And they all loved him. They called him Cookie. Right?
Sure.
And he knew his...
around the lake, the water.
He knew his Taco Bells.
Well, yeah, there you go. Okay. Yep.
And when he came upon this one, it must have been very special. And he must have taken it from the other guy. Yeah.
What do you think he was eating from Taco Bell that the guy stole?
Yeah, when's the last time you rolled up to Taco Bell?
Made a run for the border.
Probably an enchilada.
He could have been. Good guess. Very good, yeah. That's,
My assistant at work...
You know.
Yeah.
Her son is a navigator on the Great Lakes.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's an interesting job.
Do you have any more of those nuggets you want to throw at us?
I have some here.
Leading up to some Super Bowl nuggets
I think.
Pierced tongue and dentures.
Oh.
You want to go?
Taco Bell and sailing.
I think we missed the anniversary of that, didn't we?
No. Yeah, we did. It was January 13th.
It was? You remember that?
Yes.
How do you remember that?
How do you remember that and not remember my birthday?
I don't. I just remember it for a variety of reasons.
Got it.
You want to go?
Go where?
Go where?
Eat pizza.
Yeah, I thought my Yarmouth.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Yarmouth.
Oh, God. The roommate in
you
this...
You want to go to Yarmouth?
The roommate in this case that we were talking about with the understatement of the year called the whole incident senseless.
Regretful.
Yeah, I agree. John, agree that was senseless.
That's senseless.
Did somebody die?
The 72-year-old
older fellow, unfortunately.
That's why I made the news.
I guess so. I guess just an ordinary fight about a taco wouldn't have made the news.
Probably not.
Although in this day and age, who knows? You know, depends who was involved in the fight.
Right.
That's all,
Joe, I pointed to this to show you a blank page.
Where's that blank? Stare me.
How about Super Bowl nuggets? You didn't even give us the Super Bowl nuggets.
Don't we need a break first?
Well, we can. Sure.
I think we should. And then I'm going to regale you with the nuggets because I'm your nugget man.
You really are.
You sure are.
Well, throw it to me because I'm going to give you good news during these times.
Then you can interrupt me during the Nuggets with their Viking story.
I'll have some other stuff for you. You know that for sure.
Don't go anywhere, folks.
Yeah, this should be good.
I want to tell you all about the wonderful things that Minnesota Masonic Charities does, including their scholarship program. They do a fantastic job, and if you go online, you can see how you can apply because there's a deadline, February 29th. And it's such a great deal. MNMasonicCharities.org, one of the leading grant makers in the state. The Masonic Cancer Center is the hub for cancer research. The University of Minnesota, leading the fight against cancer with research on the causes, etc. The Minnesota Masonic Children's Clinic for Communication Disorders in Duluth provides early identification, treatment, and support for childhood communication disorders. They've really helped a lot of people. And they continue to with their scholarship program. They have $5,000 scholarships, and the beauty of that selfless scholarship program is the person that is applied for and the person that gets the grant split the money. Complex system? No, it's super easy. Spelled out for you right online at mnmasoniccharities.org. They're right there in Burnsville, beautiful campus, mnmasoniccharities.org. Click on scholarships for more information.
Welcome back to the 2024 Minnesota Golf Show. You know, we are broadcasting live. Are we broadcasting or podcasting?
Podcasting.
We are podcasting from the Josh Arnold Investment Consultant podcast stage, and you can stop on by the Josh Arnold Investment Consultant podcast stage for your chance to bid on some great items benefiting youth on course. Some of those items include a half-day boat rental courtesy of Your Boat Club, two midweek rounds of golf with cart courtesy of Giant's Rib.
Oh, it makes me hungry.
Giant's Ridge in Bowabic.
Rib.
It also includes a $30 gift card to the Burnt Onion Kitchen and Brews or the Wakuta Grill. I've eaten at the Wakuta Grill. Fantastic, by the way. Dinner and a show for two at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, 18 holes of golf, plus cart at Geneva Golf Club, and a $50 gift card to the Pike and Pint Grill, courtesy of Explore Alexandria, custom orthotics, courtesy of Midwest Podiatry, $250 in restaurant gift certificates valid at Barley and Vine, the Jordan Supper Club, that's in my neighborhood, and Tap Room, Southern Social, Steel and Hops, Tamarack Tap Room, Woolley's Kitchen and Bar, and a $100 restaurant gift card valid at Burrow, Parlor, P.S. Steak,
ooh,
Butcher and the Boar, yes, and Char Bar. Rookie, what's P.S. Steak? I've never heard of that place.
That is a steak place downtown. That's in the Jester's Group, and it's high-end and extremely
because
delicious.
The Parlor Burger, ladies and gentlemen, that gets not one but two thumbs up from both Rookie and myself.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Golf Show runs through Sunday. Tickets can be purchased at mngolfshow.com or at the box office when you arrive at the show. We are open till 6 o'clock today, 6 o'clock tomorrow, and 3 o'clock on Sunday. The 2024 Minnesota Golf Show attractions include the $100,000 pontoon putt sponsored by Nelson Marine, the demo zone featuring top manufacturers with the newest equipment, the second swing performance stage with tips and tutorials, the 19th hole presented by Doogie McShanks where you can take your swing at the Waste Management Phoenix Opens, 16th hole, love podcasts, deals on apparel, and so much
more. Is that it?
More. That's it.
Hey, where's the $100,000 putt? I'd like to give that a shot.
Isn't it? It's right over there. We're being
everybody's pointing.
Everybody's pointing the opposite way of us.
Start walking
down that way.
Start walking towards
St.
Paul.
Look at you've got three new golf.
I've never had a Mizuno glove before.
That was the exclusive batting glove that I had. I love Mizuno.
Maybe I'll play better now.
I was a bare hander.
The old school, huh?
Yep.
I have
you know,
comment.
You're sick. You're sick.
I'm your nugget master.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Thanks
yes.
to Tim Buck, too, who's, I think he sends in nuggets every year. These are Super Bowl nuggets. I don't know if you know this or not, but the big game is Sunday.
Yeah. Who you like?
I don't have a horse in the race.
You know what?
I don't know.
I now apply this like I applied to Belichick and Brady. You don't bet against Mahomes and Reed.
All right. Well, we have nuggets here. To tell you how times have changed.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Times have changed, haven't okay. they?
They
Boy,
sure
have.
They
ever. It's incredible. I can't keep up.
20 years ago, the NFL refused to let Las Vegas even run an ad during the Super Bowl because of its association with gambling.
With gambling.
You know what? That might be your top Super Bowl nugget of all time.
And I'm not even done with this nugget
That's
yet.
That's serious, though. That's
but I remember that.
On Sunday, the Super Bowl will be celebrated in the heart of Las Vegas. And David Highhill, the NFL's general manager for sports betting, said there will be one sports betting ad right before kickoff and two others during the game.
Wow.
I did not know the NFL had a position called general manager for sports betting. And 20 years ago would be 2004. They couldn't even run an ad.
You know why I knew they had that position? Because I think that's the same position that's in charge of monitoring players, because they are not allowed to gamble on anything, from what I understand.
The American Gaming Association estimates that 50 million Americans will bet on Sunday's game, with bettors planning to wager an estimated, take a guess,
$43 billion.
Just for the one game?
Yep.
$43 billion.
That's way too high.
Ooh. I thought Rook would...
I thought it was pretty... 10?
$16 billion.
That's way too low.
only $7 billion was bet last year.
Wow.
Why doubling up then?
Oh, I suppose Taylor has something to do with
it. No, because now all of the betting options are now sponsors, which I don't think they were a year ago.
Takes a lot of balls to put on the Super Bowl.
What's the over-under, 47?
During the course of the game, about 120 balls in total will be used.
Huh.
All of these balls are handcrafted at the Wilson Factory in Ada, Ohio.
Hmm.
Whose are they? D's?
These are nuggets from the Super Bowl.
Okay.
These are nuggets.
D's nuggets.
The most unfortunate choice of celebrities was undoubtedly the 1993 Super Bowl in Pasadena. The opening coin toss featured O.J. Simpson.
Ooh.
And the halftime ceremony featured Michael Jackson and 3,500 children. So that's a nugget I have here on the Super Bowl.
One of my favorite X pictures these days that you see is, I think it's Howard Cosell, and on one side is Bruce Jenner, the other side is O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
It says, boy, don't you wish you could have told Howard the future.
Yeah. The most family-friendly halftime show occurred in 1990 in New Orleans. It featured a salute to the 40th anniversary of the comic strip Peanuts.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the game was the biggest blowout in Super Bowl history. Denver lost to San Francisco.
55-10.
55-10.
I remember
Isn't that,
that
something? Wow. These are nuggets from the Super Bowl. Now, many Swifties were worried or are worried that Taylor's concert in Tokyo.
Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay.
Yes.
Might keep her from her appointed rounds back in the U.S. The Japanese embassy in Washington, D.C., has issued a formal press release explaining the travel times and reassuring Americans that Taylor Swift will have enough time to safely make it back to the Super Bowl.
Versus unsafely.
May I ask a question?
Just a minute. When are you going to interrupt? Now's the time to interrupt instead of when
I would, but Reavers has the question to interrupt you.
What disappoints you more? The fact that, what did you say, the U.S. embassy to...
It would be the Japanese embassy.
That they're providing information on Taylor Swift's whereabouts or the Minneapolis City Council and their attempt at a ceasefire here.
Neither bother me. I think it's great. I think it's both great.
Okay.
Yes.
The Minnesota Vikings hold one Super Bowl record. What do you think it could possibly be?
Okay. Viking, well, they haven't
Well, they've them. Lost four of them.
This is Buffalo.
This would be a single game. This would be a single game.
I don't know. I don't remember the scores.
Fewest points scored in a half.
Fewest yards, 119 versus the Steelers in Super Bowl IX.
I saw that one.
Did you cover that one?
It's the only one that the Vikings have appeared in as far as records.
That would have been in New Orleans, I bet.
Yes.
Is that the one where you almost killed a family running out of the stadium because of the earthquake?
No, that was an earthquake at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Rose Bowl.
Oh.
So the Vikings have never won a Super Bowl?
See, you don't have to do that, John.
I have more nuggets here.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not done with the nuggets.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's nuggets. The gambling site BetOnline has 89 Taylor Swift-related prop bets.
Wow.
89. In an homage to the singer's birth year and her platinum record, 1989. The most popular bet is the number of times Taylor Swift will be shown during the game. The over and under number is 5. Oh, I would take
no,
the
it's
over.
Over for
I would
sure.
take the over in a heartbeat.
You know what? I bet it'll be the under because I think CBS is smart enough to realize.
No, CBS isn't smart at all. They're going to put her on as often as they
but
feel like it.
5 is a lot.
Oh, it's nothing.
And not directly Viking related, but shirt-tailed.
We have competing nuggets.
Who holds the single game player record for most passes intercepted?
In a Super Bowl?
Yes.
It's, what's his name for the Cowboys? Brown.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
White?
The number is 5, and it's former Viking, but at the time Raider, Rich Gannon.
Oh.
Versus the Buccaneers in 37.
Hmm. He threw 5, you
he
mean.
He threw 5 intercepted
oh,
passes.
Oh, I misunderstood. Okay. Yeah.
Some of the performers who
oh, you thought it was D, the guy that picked off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the performers who have turned down the Super Bowl, including Adele, Dolly Parton,
Taylor
and
Swift.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She was asked to do this year's Super Bowl several months ago during her pre-Kelsey era. Her reps stated at the time, Taylor wants to be a part of the show at some point and is leaning towards doing it in a few years, especially if the Super Bowl is in Nashville.
Can you imagine if she performs a halftime show, what a guy might have to spring for tickets for that event?
Ooh.
Directly Viking-related, career player coach records, most losses by a head coach.
Bud Grant.
What number and who?
4.
Bud well, Grant. But Marv Levy also lost 4.
Correct. That's 2 of 4.
Oh, there's 4 coaches?
There's 4 coaches.
Didn't Dan Reeves lose 4?
Dan Reeves lost 4.
2 with the Broncos.
Some guy with the Giants.
No, think further south.
I don't know.
Don Shula
Don
lost
Shula.
4.
I'll be damned. Well, I have another nugget for you.
Damn it.
The 1980 Super Bowl between the 49ers and the Bengals. That's where I lost my computer.
That's where you tossed her out of the old press box.
No, it fell. It fell. Yeah. This was in Detroit at the Superdome.
Silverdome.
Whatever. Close enough. It was a dome. That was the highest rated Super Bowl in terms of the percentage of Americans watching the game.
Really?
Yep. The final Nielsen rating was 49.1, a 73
wow.
share, and ranked second only to the final episode of what?
MASH.
MASH is correct. Among television broadcasts in general. Of course, the U.S. population has grown greatly since 1982, so the number of people watching the game has increased, but not the share of the audience.
Sure.
The key will be to see if this year's Swifty Bowl breaks the market share of 73 that still stands, established in 1982.
Well, what would the number have to get to break 73? Here we go, math. Live at the Golf Show.
I don't know. Early Super Bowl advertising was male-oriented.
Really?
Promoting things like beer, Doritos, and pickup trucks.
Aqua Velva.
But this year, advertisers are anticipating an increase in female viewers due to the Swiftie effect.
Oh.
New advertisers this year include L'Oréal, some cosmetics.
L'Oréal?
Yeah. ELF Cosmetics and Dove Soap.
Oh, I loved me some little good old bar of Dove Soap. Scrub up.
Oh, God, help
oh,
me.
Oh, keep doing that.
Yeah, here we go. Good.
Probably the most influential ad in Super Bowl history occurred 40 years ago.
Clydesdales?
So what would that be? What year?
1984, yeah.
Was that the Mean Joe Green?
Oh, it says right here.
What is it?
The year was 1984, wow. and a little company called Apple Computer wanted to make a big splash to launch its new Macintosh computer. They hired Hollywood director Ridley Scott to create a commercial with imagery from George Orwell's novel 1984. That would have been much. That would have been much better off. Putting the money into Apple stock. Today, that investment
yes.
would be worth, if you put, holy mackerel. If you
it's
put,
a long nugget.
If you put $2,500 into Apple in 1984,
yeah.
Today that would be worth $4,735,000.
I know a guy that did that.
Yeah, the that Tom Hanks did that,
yeah,
didn't
he? Yeah, he was from Alabama. He was in Vietnam.
Yeah.
He invested in a fruit company. Not enough of your information-packed nuggets. I've got senseless. Name the only person to return a punt for a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard with the Packers.
Punt return TDs. There has never been a punt return TD in Super
kickoff?
Bowl history.
Must
well,
have been
you,
a kickoff.
You fooled him there.
It was, that was the beginning of the second half. Yeah, it was a kickoff.
Well, plus the guy for the Bears did it, Hester.
Yeah, Devin Hester.
On a kickoff?
Yeah, against the – who'd they lose to? Well, the Colts. Are you a little bummed out, Joe, that this is going to be your last bonding moment with all the women in your house to watch a Taylor Swift football game?
I thought he was going to say golf show.
I was worried.
Does that make you a little sad that that's all coming to an end?
No, let me tell you something.
What are your little Swifties going to do, by the way?
In fact, I have it on my phone.
Rewind that.
I have it on my phone. You're going to have to see this.
I wish you all could enjoy when Patrick asked Joe that before we record Monday Night Sports Talk.
I follow one of the kids you used to have on Instagram, and I can verify that every one of those kids had a jersey that I'm sure you paid for.
I'm showing you a picture, and I'm going to tell you something. I thought I had it. I guess I don't have it.
Okay.
Here comes the picture, folks.
Wait.
Here it comes.
It's loading.
One more.
Here
circle
it is.
Of thought.
You want to look at that?
Wow, that's a lot of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce jerseys
those
right there.
You see 80, those people with good eyes.
87 jerseys.
Now, what does the last name say?
That's
is
the
it
picture
87
I saw.
With a Swift on the as the name on the jersey?
Here's the good news.
Yes, sir.
I didn't buy those.
Wow.
Yeah, as far as you know.
I think you're going to pay for it. I think you're going to pay for it, but maybe you didn't buy them.
Boy, oh boy, they really eat that up. That was an expensive evening. She'll be there, and everything will be fun, and it'll be just great. I don't have any bonding regrets. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, just the fact that you get to have that time with the family.
That's not unusual to have that time. It's not. I don't see these kids based on the NFL. That's not the way it works.
But normally, if Taylor Swift wasn't involved, they might not have
if
any
Taylor
interest
Taylor Swift
in that game.
Wasn't involved, it would be a lot more peaceful to watch an NFL game.
I see.
She has absolutely ruined football. Because I got somebody in the house that now thinks she's an expert.
Well,
on football and Taylor Swift.
And it's just amazing.
Just shake your head and say,
I just can't believe
So once the game's over then on Sunday at about 8 o'clock at night, now what are we going to watch together?
No, that's not the way it works either.
What are you watching together right now?
Nothing right now.
Just the NFL.
Is anybody watching The Feud?
No, I don't know what that is. Apparently either.
Yeah, I don't remember. There's two different stories. Now it's Truman Capote. And versus the Swans, and the other one was, I forget, it was all the actresses.
Let me tell you something.
But that's a really good series.
I watched a lot of movies in Spanish this past week.
Oh, lo siento, señor.
Let me.
I bet you said cerveza siguiente.
Por favor.
Yes. May I get a word in?
Hi. Just your
a,
show.
Just a brief.
You got to jump right in.
Just a brief word.
More nuggets.
Just a brief word.
I'm done with nuggets.
Being in downtown Minneapolis, I always love to be in downtown Minneapolis.
Festive.
Great memories of downtown Minneapolis. But I can't help but think of the mystery when I'm in downtown Minneapolis. It seems to be in the air and hovering right over everybody. And usually when we come to the golf show, we don't do our normal exploration of the decline of American culture and what. We'll let the Super Bowl do that.
Sure.
Because this year, honest to God, I predict it'll just be it'll be extraordinary. It'll be crazy.
Well, Minneapolis?
No, the Super Bowl.
Oh.
But in Minneapolis, I do.
But there is a ray of hope. I think Lions Pub just sell? Somebody just bought it and wants to redo it. Downtown Minneapolis, a young developer. Yeah,
never,
that just happened this week.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
Are you reading the Business Journal again?
Yes. Yes, I am. I do read that.
Well, I'll tell you what, this golf show is pretty good. I got three gloves for $21.
John bought a shirt.
I got a used 48-degree wedge because you never can find those.
Why did you get three gloves?
Well, you wear them out pretty
three
good.
Pack? Oh, you like know? A three-pack.
No, they were three separate.
Okay.
And, John, I was shocked at the price you paid for that shirt, so I'm not going to go find that vendor.
It's not cheap, you know
what
I mean?
No, I thought the shirts were... There's got to be a guy here selling shirts at a discount.
Yeah, there's some over there, but the discount is still $25, $35, $45, $50.
You want to buy this GL shirt?
I have a golf question.
I have one of those, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a serious golf question.
Yes.
Why do golfers only wear one glove?
I have no idea.
I'm not...
Tommy Gainey uses two.
I thought this was a joke.
No, that's a serious question. Why do they only wear one
guy,
glove?
Tommy Two Gloves wears two. Tom Gainey or Tommy Gainey, whatever his name is, when he's not arrested. He has
okay, but why do you only... Who told you to only wear one glove? Why?
My mom.
Your ma. Thank you, Mary Helen.
Matt, no one tells you to wear one.
No, but
glove.
Don't you think that's weird? Batting guys, baseball guys, they wear two gloves.
I don't know the answer to that.
You weren't much of an athlete, huh, Rook?
No, I was picked last all the time.
I never thought about it. Maybe wearing two would help.
All right, try it out. Maybe wearing three. And you have three now.
Yeah, I do have three, but they're all for the same hand.
Okay.
Now, listen up here.
Yep.
This golf show runs until when tonight?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, and then it's here all day tomorrow.
Do you want me to do this again?
Yeah, well, not all of it.
Okay, 6 o'clock till tonight, 6 o'clock, Saturday till 6, and Sunday before the big game, we're open until 3 o'clock here at the Minnesota Golf Show.
Oh, and you have plenty of time to get home in time for the big game.
That's
true. If you make Sunday your golf show visit day.
Have you decided your Super Bowl app you're going to make yet?
I haven't. Haven't thought about that.
Taco Bell.
You put no effort into it, do you, at all?
Zero.
No, like charcuterie board?
No, see, Jughead over here at the end, if you follow Rookie on Instagram, you will see the spread. I mean, it's...
We have a competition.
Sliders, right?
We usually do have a slider competition, but this year it might just be you bring your app and then we vote on what you do. There's a whole bunch of great apps out there right now, though. I've been saving them on Instagram.
I can't get them to read the paper. This is not a bit.
I do read the taste section.
I struggle
section.
With this every day.
I read the taste section. Yeah.
Reads the taste section. Yeah.
Where Rook and I already talked about this one about the top five pizzas in today's Star Tribune.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Delish.
Now, I have a buddy named Doug DeGroot. He invented, or he's part of the invention of this new drink called McShanks. And there's a question you should ask him. You should get a pen.
Yeah, stick around because we're going to do the
Weekly Scramble.
Because
he's going to be
on
with you and Mike.
Yep.
And how much nerve did it take? This is a serious question. To use the word shank in a golf product, because that's a forbidden word. You never want to use the word shank. You know, people avoid it. They say the S word or whatever. They avoid it.
Why?
Because you don't want to get the shanks.
I think
the shanks are horrible.
I see a different, totally different perspective from what you see. I see. Burnt beef pieces.
Yeah.
Like you go to McDonald's and you want the McShank. You know, it's burnt. Not that McDonald's would make, perfect beef tips. But that's, in my mind, that's what I'm seeing.
Jesus. You're not going to get beef.
Can I get a McShank and an order of fries? That's what I'm seeing.
I know that's what you're seeing, but it's so...
Shank, you're right, and golf is bad. But I was seeing like just a bad McDonald's meal deal. The side of Coke.
It's been a hell of a run.
McShank.
Maybe we'll see it at the golf show next year. But
I doubt it.
Thank you again to Josh Arnold
Investment Consulting
Group. I love Josh Arnold. He's a fantastic individual.
Hey, Doug DeGroot. Come here.
Get your McShank over here.
I don't trust Reavers to ask the question. I'm going to ask him.
Okay.
I want to ask him.
Because you're a respected journalist.
Well,
I'm just a hack.
It has nothing to do with that.
Right.
I just want to get
You're going to make him come all the way
it's
over
not that
here
long of a walk,
for 10 seconds.
He's a friend of mine. I've known him for ages.
That the outfit.
Donnie
it's
McShank.
A hell of an outfit. He's got to put on these headsets right here, sir. Right here in the front. You're not coming up here yet. You're going to be on the next show that's here.
Where is Donnie
did you know
McShank?
That, Doug?
I did not know that.
Yeah, you're coming up next and be on a show. Doug DeGroot of...
Desperate.
Just
to,
push that up a little higher. Yep.
Need to
good.
Bring me on.
You're good. Leave it right there.
There it is. I only have one question for you. I drag you over here as soon as we get the microphone squared away. There you are. Doug DeGroot.
Hi, Doug.
It better not be a toughie.
It is pretty tough.
Okay.
You are the founder, was that correct?
I am the founder, yes,
of
sir.
Of McShanks.
Correct.
Which are cocktails in a can, available at golf courses everywhere.
Golf courses and liquor stores.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And here's my question. How much nerve did it take for you, is this a serious question, to even use the word shank, which is frowned upon in golf?
Yes.
It's a dreadful word. It's poison.
It's like Voldemort.
Yes.
It's the word that shall not be spoken.
That's right.
Yes, but it's not shank. It's McShank.
Right. I know you're trying to hide it, but you still have it in there.
Yes. Well, you know what? When you've got a problem, you've got to address it.
Right.
And you address it by just confronting it head on.
Yes.
Is it and when going, you've got the shanks.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Is it going well?
It's going well, yeah.
Is this now your full-time gig?
It is my full-time
really?
Gig.
Really?
You know, when I'm not teaching at our alma mater.
Well, I didn't know you'd had a gig there.
Yeah. Well, I teach a class at St.
In
Thomas.
What?
In the journalism school, I teach. Last semester, I taught advertising portfolio, and
I can't get them to give me a phone call. Rookie's got a contract. DeGroote's got a gig at St. Thomas. What the hell?
That's because you and I. Well, what did we do? We said some not very nice things about their response to the Michael Knowles disinvite.
Right. That's right. That's right. Well, will you please join?
But we won't go there.
Right. Another time.
Reavers and Fratelloni would love to have you as a guest coming up on the show, and you can.
Well,
tell
I don't
them
know if they can afford my day rate.
But that's the tough part.
Our budget isn't as expensive.
They can explore with you more the history and the founding of McShanks.
Yes.
All right.
And
you
know, some of it was inspired by our Twin City Cup matches,
yes.
Mr. Saucheret.
Yes. Yeah. Those were vicious, weren't they?
Vicious. But yeah. Your pep talks for the Town and Country Gang.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, hell, there goes that secret.
All right, good chatting.
I think it's the worst I've ever seen. Thank you.
That's Mr. McShank, and he'll be joining Reavers and Fratelloni.
Right. Only because they come to us, or are we not doing
that? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, let's start
that. We
can't
leave out the Lymans here at the 2024 Minnesota Golf Show.
Oh, no.
Brought to you by Josh Arnold Investment
Consulting.
Only
because they come to us.
Yes, sir.
All the way. From Lake Las Vegas, Nevada.
Come on.
From the Traveling Lymans. They're right in the heartbeat of the two Super Bowl teams.
I hope they don't get trampled.
They're staying right there. It's on this day in history.
February 9th.
It was on this day.
February 9th.
1820. Peter M. Gideon was born near Woodstock, Ohio. A self-educated horticulturist, he developed the wealthy apple named for his wife. And other varieties hardy enough to endure the Minnesota climate. Gideon Memorial Park marks his farm on the shore of Lake Minnetonka. He died in 1899. On this day,
2-9.
In 1895, the University of Minnesota School of Agriculture defeated Hamline University 9-3. In the world's first intercollegiate basketball game,
wow.
Played on the Hamline campus by 9-man teams who shot the ball into a peach basket without backboards.
Sounds wow. like a lot of D.
Yeah.
Somebody was getting underneath that bucket to
defensive struggle.
Yeah,
not
right.
a lot of outside shooting.
And finally, on this day.
Are you talking about February 9th?
On this very day in history.
Yes, sir.
In 1899. One of Minnesota's coldest scientifically recorded temperatures was measured at Leech Lake, a low of 59 below zero. That stood as the minimum extreme until 1996, when I guess it was eclipsed up in Embarrass, Minnesota.
Yeah, how good could the equipment have been in 1899?
Pretty good,
you think,
Matt.
That was accurate?
They had thermometers. They had thermometers. And
what else did they
we're
have?
At the golf show, and you stay tuned because,
yes.
Well, not stay tuned. It's a podcast.
Good
just
luck
hit
with your,
play again.
Good luck with your putt.
You stay tuned at the you stay tuned right here at the
that
golf
was overheard
show.
In Concourse C.
Because Reavers and Fratellonia
yes.
coming up.
Yes.
And they will get to the explore the history of Mick Shanks. Thank you, GLers. Thank you, and nice to see you all. Thank you.
Polite golf clap. Look at that.
Yes.